My guest at this time is Idaho Republican State Senator Steve Vick. He joins me now to discuss a developing controversy over newly legal same-sex marriage in his home state. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal, essentially making same-sex marriage legal in the state. By the weekend, the story had broken about Donald and Evelyn Knapp. For the past 25 years, these pastors have owned the Hitching Post Chapel, and they have refused to marry same-sex couples. However, the town of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, now says as a result of the law, they must, in fact, marry same-sex couples or else they'll be in violation of anti-discrimination laws and will face fines or even possible imprisonment. And Senator Vick, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
What was your reaction to this attitude from officials in Coeur d'Alene just days after the gay marriage was legalized in Idaho?
It's very disappointing to me that he would require a Christian business owner to do something that violates their religious convictions, which I believe are protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
What's been the reaction in the area?
Most of the reaction that I have heard has been from disappointment to shock that they would do that.
Have you been in contact with the Knapps?
I have not, although I do have a meeting planned with them later this week.
From what we're told, obviously, there are state officials like yourself, the legislature, or other state officials could trump what the city of Coeur d'Alene is trying to do here. Do you expect the state legislature to take up any action?
I do believe that the state legislature will try to take up some legislation, yes.
And what exactly is already in the pipeline? Are you talking with other lawmakers about legislation you could bring forward, or is this something that'll probably wait till after the election?
And I am not in contact with any legislators about specific legislation, only the, the generalities that something needs to be done.
The argument, Senator, of course, from those in favor of this policy is that this is not technically a church. It is a business, and therefore, since it's a business, it needs to welcome in all customers. How do you react to that line of logic?
I still believe that you're requiring someone to violate a long-held and well-established religious conviction that has, it's not like somebody established a new religious conviction to discriminate. This is a well-established belief that's been held by most of the people in the Christian church for, over 2,000 years. And so I don't know that the state should be involved in choosing whose rights to violate. If there was no place for same-sex couples to get married, that might be different, but I don't believe that's the case. I think in a business, you should have the right to uphold your strongly held religious beliefs.
Senator, just in the past few weeks, several different states have seen the Supreme Court essentially refuse to hear their appeals following lower courts saying that either state constitutional amendments or voter-approved referenda establishing marriage as one man and one woman doesn't stand. They use the Equal Protection Clause. What do you make of this sweeping trend here over the past few weeks of the courts essentially allowing judges to trump the stated will of the people?
Well, I do believe the only way the Supreme Court will hear it is if a different circuit court rules differently. And I haven't seen that yet, but if another circuit court ruled that a state could keep on their books the constitutional amendment or a statute that says marriage should be between one man and one woman, then I think the Supreme Court would have to hear it. Other than that, I think probably these rulings will stand.
What do you sense is likely to happen here? Do you think that ultimately the state legislature will act? Do you think that this ruling will stand from the city? What's the expectation at this point?
I think the state could possibly act in two areas. One is to try to reestablish the standing of those who have deeply held religious convictions. And also another potential avenue that I'm exploring is eliminating marriage licenses in Idaho.
Wow. How far has that discussion gone?
Not very far. It's just I have discussed it with just a few people. I don't have a bill draft or anything. I have discussed it at some of the town halls I've been at, and it seems to be actually seems to be fairly well received. In my opinion, if we're not allowed to determine the standards for a marriage license, then maybe we should just not issue them.
Last question, and this obviously goes into some of the debate we've seen over same-sex marriage. Those on the traditional side have said this is exactly what we warned about, where we would be headed on this issue. It's not just enough for some folks to have it legalized, but everyone else has to approve and participate. And other states have even enshrined into law that clergy and other people with religious convictions against same-sex marriage wouldn't have to participate. And obviously now we're seeing this happen. Do you believe that this was inevitable once you opened the door to same-sex marriage, or is this just the same-sex marriage advocates going for as much as they possibly can?
I do think it was inevitable. The next step, of course, will be to go after those in the clergy and say that you are not allowed to say anything about homosexuality negatively from the pulpit. That will be the next step, and then they'll probably try to make where the Knapps owned a business. They were clergy, but they did own a business. I believe the next step will be to say that churches themselves cannot discriminate. You won't be able to discriminate, and the church will have to marry same-sex couples and will not be allowed to say anything. Clearly, going after our freedom of speech through the church's speech, through the hate speech statutes.
Idaho Republican State Senator Steve Vick. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.